Bill Heath is the papacito of the whole library project, actually, and we shall look to him to keep it on the track. An important thing, I think, is to establish an acquisitions committee. I talked to Clark about who that should be. We both decided Dr. Ransom, because of university contacts and because of his great credentials in acquisitions of all library material. And probably Mary Laska, if she would serve, because she would know how to evaluate objects of art that we were offered and how to go after objects of art, such as presidential portraits, that we didn't have and wanted to get. And then, very importantly, there must be somebody from Lyndon's staff who knows intimately his life and his legislative and executive achievements. What do we want to emphasize? Social revolution, the part that the civil rights movement has played in his career, his role in space and in the great society, all the legislation about education, our medical research, our beautification. What do we want to pursue? What are the major emphases of the library? If it's civil rights, do we want to try to get the papers of such people as Roger Wilkins, our Governor Wallace of Alabama, our other southern governors? Clark thought such a committee should have only about 5 members so that it could work efficiently. He has a quiet, well-ordered way of helping me arrive some sense of order and procedure and what I want to do with the 3 or 4 hours at our disposal in such a meeting. After the most delicious steak and a cream pie that just floated in, I sat once more by the fire and had coffee and talked until I felt we had the meeting fairly well planned. By now, some 20 or possibly 30 names have been dropped into the pool of possible people to consider as head of the School of Public Affairs. I must talk to Dr. Ransom soon about them. And as we have White House dinners, I hope that I may ask 1 or 2 of the most promising, each of them, and maybe have a chance for a quiet hour of tea to look them over myself. I left a little after 10 and was home by 11, finishing my British mystery novel and thinking back on Bill's lines, "Bless thy servant Lyndon," and hoping that he was being blessed. I'd seen that he'd gone to church in a downpour, and that Madam Key was accompanying her husband to the Honolulu meeting. And once more I had that sense of being divided, sundered, and not knowing really which place I ought to be or wanted to be. Probably I'm missing one of the most dramatic 3 days in the whole years of my life by not being with Lyndon.